Welcome to The Advisor, where we dig into the choices that fuel transformation. What if what you eat could be the difference between simply surviving and truly thriving? Today's episode, E for Eat to Thrive, dives into the power of food, supplementation, and frequency to reshape health from the inside out. And here to help us unpack this is Nate Zelenczuk, visionary speaker, healer, and human potential pioneer. So he is the creator of the integrated ascension method. And so E is for E to thrive. So he has blended centuries old Indonesian energy practices with cutting edge neuroscience and wellness tech. And his work has been featured in so many places, including Netflix and Amazon Prime. And his leadership has empowered millions worldwide. He also has some really amazing news to share with us all today. Before we begin, a special thank you to Dr. Bradley Nelson, creator of the Emotion Code, and to iHeartRadio for sponsoring the show. It's really good to see you again, Nate.
Well, thank you so much. It's an amazing opportunity to be here. And I would like to say hello to everyone out there for now the fourth time on the Advisor Podcast. And today we're going to go really deep into something that I think most of us understand theoretically, but putting into practice is something that maybe we just don't have really the hand holding and the guidance that we really feel we need in order to eat to thrive. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too, because we're not taught these things. We're taught math and where places are in the world when we're growing up, but we're not taught how to feed our bodies so that we're healthy and we can thrive. And you have been through quite the experience and you have lived this transformation. And wow.
Yeah. So on March 3rd of this year, I, after 26 years of stewarding a very special royal martial art and breathwork technology and health system that even every branch of the Indonesian military has been using for 55 years, I got some interesting news. I had lost all sensation of my body. And if you could just imagine what it would be like to not be able to feel your skin. Oh, I tell you what, your skin is an amazing thing, especially when it works right. And mine wasn't working right. And so I went to the ER and I got the MRI results. And the doctor walked in and he said the words that you never want to hear anybody say: you have a brain tumor. And I need to see you out in the hall. And he started flipping through the chart and I got to see this. It looked like a marble. It was white in my head. And he said, that's not supposed to be there. And I was going, oh, uh-oh, this is something serious now. And then he let me know that because of where it is, this is what they call prime real estate, where they can't reach it. That the options were, if they even tried, it would either kill me or leave me permanently disabled.
Wow.
Yeah. So that kind of shocking news. First of all, I was in shock, like I think most people would be. I was like, okay, so what are we going to do about this? I want to know. There's got to be something we can do. And then it started to sink in. No one's coming to save me. I have to do this. Healer needs to heal thyself. I put this in my path for a reason. There is a lesson behind this. It's going to be a blessing and a lesson. It's going to be both. I know it. How do I, first of all, get my feeling back in my body? That's really important. Second of all, how do I stop this thing from growing? Because especially where it was at, pushing on the center for breathing. So there's one thing if you're holding your breath, there's another thing to not be able to take a breath. And people with asthma know what this is like because they can't take a breath. But imagine if it just didn't function, like your diaphragm didn't function. And I've actually gone through a couple of bouts of that with this. And so this was something that I knew was for me, and I knew very quickly on, within a couple hours actually of the diagnosis, that I was going to turn this into something that I could help other people benefit from as well. And what an odyssey it's been. And I'll explain a little bit more in this show, so definitely stay tuned about the different things that I've been doing, not only eating to thrive, but I've had quite the transformation, very much a butterfly, sorry, a caterpillar into a butterfly metamorphosis of my physical body since March 3rd. Not to mention what's happened in here and what's happened in here. And I have some good news about what's happened back here, and I'll tell you in a moment.
Wow, that it just, I don't even know if I have words in this moment to express how that makes me feel. It's like such an empowering moment for you. It's like I can either make this choice and accept this fate, or I can use this to take a path that has never been traveled before and turn it into something that is not only going to save my life, but help the entire collective.
Yes.
And so that literally just gives me chills.
You know, Lisa, I've been on this path of helping other people for a very long time. This is something that 26 years ago, when I founded this martial art, this energy art, this human expansion consciousness art in the United States, I did it to help disabled people. That's why I brought it to America. It was never actually for me. It was always to help other people. So I've been on this path of serving others for a long time. And still, with all of that, and like 38,000 hours worth of training and teaching and speaking and personal practice and deep meditation and traveling the world, learning from masters, there were still some things that needed to be addressed in my shadow. In the places that I hid these things from myself, by myself, in the places I didn't want to look. And with this diagnosis, I just ran straight up against the wall of my ego.
Yeah.
And it's definitely something that they call it the come to Jesus moment. It really was. Not like in the, not like directly, not yet. I'm not going there yet. But this is something where I really had to ask myself what's real and what's really important. Are my resentments important? Are my is my pride important? No, none of those things are important, especially when you're seeing the seconds hand of the clock ticking. For
Yeah.
me, what became really pertinent was love, growth, contribution, and community. And through all of those things, the love, the growth, the contribution, the community, I've wrapped that all up into a new program with my sweetheart that was on the episode last time with
Yes, you
the
guys go check that out. It was amazing.
Centerpoint Reset. Absolutely. She's the designer of it, and it's called Ascended Living. And it's not only for people that have a very dire prognosis, but it's also for anybody that just wants to be truly healthy on every single level. And, you know, this is something that, well, we'll get to it in a moment as far as the metamorphosis, but it's very important that a lot of people are waking up in this day and age. They're waking up to the fact that they can do more, they can have more, they can be more, and that they're actually meant to be more. And we also have some things that are against us, things in the medical system, things in our food, things in our like our air with chemtrails, things that are frequency based with our 5G and our Wi-Fi, the things that are impacting our cells in different ways and also affecting our minds. That learning what things we can do in order to truly become our wholest, most healthy self. There's so much information that I think a lot of people get bogged down, Lisa, with so much information. One reel on Instagram says, eat apricot seeds. Another one says, you should take turmeric. Another one says, CBD, and this will all get rid of your cancer. And what I'm finding for myself, anyway, and a lot of people out there, is that it's not necessarily just one panacea that does everything for every single person. We all have different biologies. That's why I came up with the Ascend framework. And I'll talk about that in a moment. because it addresses people on their attitude. It helps them with new frequency technologies, with their diet. It helps them with breath work, which is so important to oxygenate the system because cancer hates oxygen. The center point reset that Jamaya does is unparalleled. And then decoding your body, understanding how this thing works so that you can actually do something with it instead of just believing the people in the white coats that tell you you have 3 months to live. I know plenty of people that have, I mean, they're 10 years past a stage four cancer diagnosis and they have no cancer, even though they were told they have months or weeks to live. So when we get this opportunity to really take our own health into our own hands, it's a trial for sure. It's a trial by fire. There is no doubt about that. But it's an amazing adventure. And it's something that really brings up, for me, a lot of good feelings. The fact that I am in charge. And no matter what happens, I take responsibility for that rather than just abdicating all of my responsibility, ultimately, my life, to people that have zero horse in this race.
Absolutely. And a lot of people do that. They go to the doctor and they accept whatever it is. They take the medications they're given. And I like what you said because there is no one fix. It's a group of things that people should do daily. And we're just we're we have, there's so much coming at us. Like you said, eat this. Don't eat this. Use turmeric, but make sure you don't use turmeric like this. Actually, don't use turmeric. And I'm 40 years old, and I literally just found out what my psoas is and how much trauma is in there. And I'm 40 years old. Like, that's insane to me. Like, just crazy.
Well, yeah, that's actually true. where a lot of people, it's kind of interesting. There was a study done, and this is off the topic, but we'll get back. But there was a study done, it was about a decade ago that I read it, and it was something like 60% of UK women did not know like their anatomy down there. They had no idea.
Yeah.
Like,
It's
really?
crazy.
Wow. Okay. That's kind of interesting to be able to think that you get this body and this is the only place you have to live, but a lot of people don't even know what it does. They don't have any clue how it operates. They're just kind of on autopilot and unconscious the whole time. And that's really a part of the Ascended Living Program, is to ascend into the awareness of why, not just why we're here, but also what we can do while we're here. And especially with people that have, say, a really serious diagnosis, let's say it's a neoplasm, AKA the C word, let's say it's Alzheimer's or diabetes or heart disease or something like this. These things do take out, I mean, they take out the majority of people on the planet. Heart disease, cancer, and then in America, iatrogenic or medical error is number three. And you've also got the diabetes, you have strokes and things like this that are costing so many people their lives. And now that the new technology is coming out and more is being learned about this, we're learning that a lot of it is preventable or reversible.
Yes, it's such amazing news. I'm so excited to hear more about the Ascension Method and what E stands for and your story on how
Yeah.
you used food to switch things around and what that looks like. I think a lot of people need to hear this because we need to know the importance of what we're putting in our temples. I just said I didn't know what my psoas was and how important it was to release until very late in life. And if people understood the importance of what we put in our body, I think it's going to change a lot of people today.
Absolutely. And so to that end, what I'd love to do is talk a little bit about this Eat to Thrive. So when I was diagnosed with this tumor, I had already been working on the carnivore diet. All right. So I'd already been on that for several months. So there are a lot of people out there that are, oh, I must be vegan. I must be vegetarian. I can only eat eggs and vegetables. And depending on your blood type, that may be correct. So the first thing that I would recommend for people to do to find out, well, am I really eating the right things for my body, is get a blood test. Find out what is your blood type. Then you can go and you can just even ask ChatGPT, based upon my blood type being type A positive, what is the best diet for me? And you can do that. There are other things that you can do as far as testing. One of them is called an ALCAT or ALCAT, ALLCAT, where you have to get your blood drawn, and then they go through and they look at all the different things that you might be allergic to, things that you're very sensitive to, that you should not eat at certain times or very often. So knowing what's inside of us is really important. And case in point, if you think about how many people, they're feeling just fine, and then they go into the doctor and they find out they have stage 4 cancer, and they
Right.
didn't know. It's not like a splinter in your eye that you're like, ow, something's in there. These are your own cells when it comes to cancer. So a lot of the time, it's not caught until very late unless you're preemptively testing, right? So when you do things like the ALCAT test, or you do the viome, which is where you send a stool sample in and they look at your gut microbiome, which is so important for our overall health, especially our mental health and our immune system, that when you do things like this, ALCAT, biome, you're going to find a window into you that you just go, whoa, I didn't know that. You can also do genetic testing, like through the DNAcompany.com. A good friend of mine started that. And when you find out what you're naturally predisposed to, or what you have triggered through your environmental, your environment, which is an epigenetic phenomenon, well, if you don't have legs, you don't have legs, you don't have the genes for legs. That's it. You're born without legs, you don't have the gene. But Dr. Bruce Lipton, the father of epigenetics, what he says in his books is that around 95% of your genetic expression is based upon your environment and conditions, not based upon hard set, stamped in cement. Boom, this is what it is. And so, with that in mind, that means that we have the opportunity to really, this is very plastic, it's very malleable, right? I was not born in this shape. Day one, I didn't look like this, and neither did you. And through our life, we get the opportunity to mold ourselves into what we really can be and want to be. But a lot of people forget that, or they just lose hope. So I'm here to help give you hope. So what questions do you have for me, Lisa, that I can answer for the readers, the listeners, and the viewers?
Well, why don't you take us through what the program is and then talk to us about what Eat to Thrive is. And then I would love to hear how you used the food to transform your own life and supplementation and the frequency by utilizing the program that you created.
Yeah, beautiful. All right. I'm going to share my screen for just a moment so everybody can take a look here. They can actually see this transformation. Oh, and I'm in presenter mode. My apologies. I went to the wrong one. But I'm going to give you that. Wow, I do not know. My apologies, everybody. This is, there you go. That's as good as we're going to get. Sorry, but full screen mode is not working for, yep, PowerPoint's like, nope, not today. So you can see since March 3rd, I've ha been able to, through eating to thrive and through supplementation, release 81 pounds.
Yeah, that's
Now,
incredible. Wow.
I've gained about 15 pounds of muscle too. So that's what,
They look
96 pounds
amazing.
worth of fat lost. And there's the tumor. And that was the catalyst. That was really the kick in the butt that said, hey, time to really start paying attention. Now, I had been eating pretty healthy up until that point. I'd already lost like 15 pounds on the carnivore diet by the time you saw me with all the electrodes hooked up. And that's like literally an hour before I found what was to the right of it. And then
Wow.
5 weeks later, there you see me standing in my front yard. And the thing is it's not only just how I feel. It's being able to eat in a way that gives me daily results. I see daily progress. I see it on the scale. I have a smart scale, so it measures my visceral fat, like the dangerous fat, the subcutaneous fat, bone density mass, muscle mass. And that's how I know I've put on about 15 pounds of muscle because my smart scale tells me. Now, why this is really relevant is because when I go to the next thing, we're going to be talking about this book right here. Now, there's keto and then there's this guy. So when you are diagnosed with cancer, and I'm going to be talking to the people with a cancer diagnosis right now as well. The first thing you need to do is cut out sugar. Full stop. That's the very first thing, and it's the easiest thing you can do. Cut out all sources of sugar in your diet. Cancer loves sugar. It is rocket fuel on top of dynamite. It's explosive. When you have too much sugar, it eats it. So, going through this, there are a couple things that would be really great for people to know. First of all, over here on the right, you can see we've got some different foods. I eat so well. I love what I eat. I eat, it's delicious. And this cookbook really helps you. Now, I don't work for this guy, but this is the one that a biochemist that has helped shrink my brain tumor by 50% in 5 weeks, he co-authored this book. This man is beyond genius. He's beyond genius. He understands the way the body works in a way that on the like cellular level, it's unbelievable. And so when he told me, Nate, listen, first thing you need to do, get off all sugar. Like I'm already on carnivore. He's like, awesome, you're gonna love this book. He didn't give me the book. I bought the book on Amazon and I went and I started cooking these recipes and they're delicious. You can eat things like bacon and eggs and avocados. You can eat a lot of fish. You can eat beef and pork, salads. There are certain things that you really shouldn't eat, things like carrots, things like corn, things like Snickers, things like
Yeah. Why not
anything.
corn or carrots?
They're so high in sugar.
Okay.
Very high in sugar. So we need to look for things like asparagus or broccoli or lettuce or arugula or there are many different vegetables that don't have a lot of sugar in them that you can eat in moderation on this diet. Now, for people who are familiar with keto, yeah, you're like, yeah, I can eat those vegetables. But on this specific diet, it's very important that we realize that a lot of people on keto also eat a whole crap ton of protein. But what I learned on this journey is that about 40 grams of protein, anything more than that, starts converting to sugar.
At a
So if you
time.
can,
So 40, okay, interesting. So 40
yeah.
grams, is that about a chicken breast or what would that be comparable to?
Yeah, that'd be like maybe a half pound of ground beef.
Okay.
Or a large chicken breast, yeah, would be roughly that amount. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, for me, my daily, and this is me, I eat very simply. I have two eggs, I have a half an avocado in the morning, maybe a couple half slices of bacon, very healthy fats, which I won't get into the whole debate about healthy versus unhealthy, saturated fat, cholesterol, heart disease. That's being hashed by the real experts. People like Dr. Zachary Bush, Dr. Berg, there are a lot of people out there. Just go look for that stuff and you'll find the truth. But when it comes down to later, I eat a quarter pound of ground beef. Organic, must be organic, grass-fed, grass-finished. I can't stress that enough. If you get stuff
Why
that
is that
has,
so important?
because if you have things with the hormones in there, if you have things with antibiotics in there, they're in the cow, they go into you, and then they affect your body. There's a
Right.
lot of research done on this, and it's very important. And you know what? I know everybody, it's more expensive. I know it's more expensive, but I can tell you this. Save a few dollars, be dead. Save a few dollars, be dead. It's really important. Spend a little extra money to not be dead. That's how I look at it. And that's also why I have been able to really stick like a Spartan to this diet, because I'm like, do I want to have the flavor in my mouth? Do I want to die? Or do I want to live? Do I want to have the flavor in my mouth? Do I want to live? I want to live. So therefore, no ice cream. It's okay. I've had ice cream. You saw the first picture, right? You know I've had ice cream. I don't need a candy bar, Doritos, anything that's packaged. I don't need that. Guess what? I've already had a lot of that. So I had to ask myself the real important question, why would I want that? First thing that came to my mind is, oh, wow, the big ag and the big food companies, they put a bunch of addictive chemicals in there. That's why I want this. Well, hey, if I could stop smoking, I could stop eating things that don't serve me. And when I really made that choice, Lisa, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to eat anything that is packaged where I can't read the things on the label. Now, there's a difference. I know some of the smart people out there are going, well, I can read the label. And I'm like, yeah, do you know what those things are? And do you know what they do to your body? If you did, you wouldn't read it. Being able to pronounce something is not the same as reading it and understanding it, right? So, with that in mind, what I do is I go through and I actually test. I muscle test myself, and I've been a you mentioned Dr. Bradley Nelson, the founder and the developer of the Emotion Code, the Body Code, the Belief Code. I've been a certified Emotion Code practitioner for 12 years and a certified Body Code practitioner for about close to 7. And I've worked with hundreds of people with amazing results. And I'm actually turning that now in the Ascended Living Program, which everybody can see up there on the screen right now, so that people can learn more about what their body actually will benefit from. And so I actually do body code sessions where I specifically test people for what their body needs, nutrient-wise, food-wise, exactly, calorie-wise. And your body knows. Your subconscious knows, your higher self knows, your superconscious knows. And with the body code, as you know, Lisa, there is an amazing way to tap into the innate infinite intelligence that is within us that we have. Most people have no idea how to access. But when we do that, as an example, one of my clients, she's had scoliosis for over 30 years. Her back is as crooked as the Mississippi River. Two sessions, and she has not had any pain whatsoever. And she's in Romania. I'm in Utah. So this is a quantum modality. So with this, I give the people the opportunity in the Ascended Living program or as one-on-one sessions to work with me, to have this, we can go through anything you want as far as emotional, mental, energetic, spiritual, but specifically for your diet and what your body really is saying. Yes, I need this. And we can even go through the book. So if you have a cancer diagnosis or diabetes or something where you need to be on a keto diet, you need to eliminate sugars from your diet, we can actually go through and test what your body says you really need and what amounts. So I actually have a very special offer for everybody right there. So you can scan that QR code, you can use the BC Nate, and you'll find out what that is. And I'll say a little bit later. But this is so crucial because what you put into your body is that direct reflection on the outside of your body and through your body. That whole adage, you are what you eat, absolutely true. And if you, it doesn't mean if you eat poison, you are poison. That means if you eat poisoned, so eat poison, you are now poisoned. We
Right.
have to
What are
be.
some symptoms of eating something that has chemicals in it that maybe people out there don't even realize are symptoms of putting something into your body that shouldn't be in there?
That's a very good question. So, hot flashes and flushes, GI distress. Sometimes people break out in sweats, like just out of nowhere. Lethargy, brain fog, loss of sleep, loss of appetite, excessive appetite. I'll
Well, that's
very close to
interesting. Yes,
yeah.
because sometimes when I used to eat like fast food, I would like get super hungry after an hour and I literally crushed a cheeseburger and fries. And I was
So
like, why am I hungry?
RFK Jr. was talking about this, and I've heard several other people that back in the mid-1980s, the Surgeon General's warning was required to be put onto cigarettes, right? This smoking may cause cancer, may cause low birth weight. When that happened, the cigarette companies went, oh, well, crap, what are we going to do now? They just made it so it's harder for us to advertise. So R.J. Reynolds, Philip Morris, they started buying up the big food companies. I have a personal friend of mine who used to work for one of these large food companies, and his job was specifically to make the food more addictive. That was his whole job. He quit because it's a processed cheese. And he's like, this is absolutely killing people. This is in the UK. This is absolutely killing people. His conscience, even he was one of the executives, the C-suite people. He was like, screw this. I'm killing people. And he got out of the industry because he knew the inside information. And that was over there. But over here in the United States, we have the most toxic food that there is on the planet. We know this. That's why there's so much being done about the HHS and RFK Jr. getting the companies to agree to take out food colorings, to take out artificial dyes, to actually make America healthy again. Well, yeah, it's make our food healthy again so we can actually stop eating stuff that is basically plastic. It's tasty plastic. And actually get back to eating real food. And it doesn't have to be that way because guess what? They can make Cheerios with like four ingredients or whatever over for the UK and Canada, but they have to have 19 in ours and nowhere else in the world. It's just because of money and greed. And the thing is that when we have this opportunity to step into our greatness for ourselves, we stop feeding them. We stop feeding them. Because that's what we're doing when we're eating that food. We're not really feeding ourselves. The nutritive value is nil. And we start actually feeding ourselves with what is good. And I could tell you this, you saw the before and after. The results come very quickly when you stop putting in the things that block your endocrine system, the things that disrupt your hormones overall. When you stop putting in the things that are basically like chaining you to the wall as you try to walk forward. You just can't do it if you keep the chains there. And it does take some willpower, Lisa. I'll be honest. It does take some time, maybe a couple of weeks for you to go, maybe sit through some uncomfortable periods. But when you do, when you come out on the other side of that, you feel better than you may remember ever having felt before. And I can tell you this as somebody who just on July 4th, celebrated his 50th birthday, healthier than he when he was 20 years old. It is always, always worth it.
Wow, congratulations. And thanks for sharing all of that. How empowering was it to go through this journey? Like, how did that feel as you kept rising and rising and closing the door to all the bad stuff and learning all of this? How empowering was that?
Oh, I'd been working in the self-improvement, health and fitness, wellness space for a long time, but I really hadn't gone deep into the dietary and the nutrition. I hadn't gone into frequency medicines. I hadn't really gone into like what is the pioneering stuff that's happening for health. I was like, I teach this form of breath work. It is amazing that nothing needs to change. It's super powerful. Massive life transformations for thousands or now millions of people. But oh wow, when that hammer fell, and I was like, I need to do a lot more than what I've been doing. As a lifelong learner, is actually an adventure for me to go, oh wow, well, what's going on here? What do we have? What is there in the world? And of course, the algorithms on social media, they help out a lot because you look at one thing that talks about using walnut bark, and then all of a sudden you just start seeing things about walnut bark and apricot seeds and all kinds of natural remedies just pop up because that's what the algorithm does, right? And so now I'm on this massive quest to find out everything that I can about what could possibly reverse this tumor because, like I said, it's inoperable. So they can't even find out what it is, what kind. They know it's cancerous, as Lisa said so, but we don't know what kind. And even if we did, what are we going to do about it? I'm not going to have them irradiate my head. I'm just like, no, if there are all these other ways to do it, I'm not going to do that one. So when it came down to nutrition, diving in deep into that book, No Sugar for Manfred has been a lifesaver. And then also ChatGPT being a very good friend, asking about these things and doing the research that way. And then having a supplement stack that is, well, it kind of looks like looks GNC looks a little bit barren compared to what my supplement stack is. But using them at the right times in the right ways, right combinations in order to facilitate this change. And then it comes down to eating, like I said, to thrive. There are a lot of diets out there. There are a lot of fads. There are a lot of different things that can affect your body for sure. But I really wanted one that was going to, first of all, be healthy for me and not be just this roller coaster ride. Second thing is going to actually reduce the size of the tumor and help eliminate it. That's very important. So it had to be a proven way of doing that. And the third thing, I wanted to be something that tasted good. I just didn't want to eat barley and wheatgrass and that's all for the rest of my life. There's some diets like that out there and it's just great. More power to the people that want to do that. Me, I'm a tyrannosaur. I mean, I'm a great white shark. I eat meat. That's just a type O positive blood. We usually do pretty well with meat. I was not able, I was a terrible vegan. I tried. I didn't know this.
Are
I
you
was
allowed
a
to use
terrible.
salt?
What's that?
Are you allowed to use salt?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, you do need to
Okay.
have your sodium. But I recommend there's a certain kind called Baja Gold. It has the lowest sodium content and the highest mineral content of any salt in the world. I would recommend getting Baja Gold. That's all I eat. Baja Gold is all the way. I don't work for them, but there it is good. It tastes just as salty or saltier than everything else. But you don't need to worry nearly as much about having excess sodium as you would with, say, Himalayan or Celtic salt. So, yeah, that's what I use. And yes, the people who are really hardcore on the carnivore diet, the lion diet, they eat steak, salt, water. That's all. That's it. Nothing else. Steak,
Wow,
salt,
there's something
water.
called the Lion Diet. I haven't heard of that one yet.
Yeah, Dr. Jordan Peterson, the scholar. That's what he does. That's what his daughter does. Yeah.
So, what does he eat? Steak?
Steak, salt, water, that's all. It's
Wow.
very good for autoimmune diseases, but I really feel that the no sugar for Manfred diet would be as well. Now, case in point, not case in point, but very important that people realize that the No Sugar for Manfred book is a very good ketogenic diet, but it is very extreme for the reversal of cancer. Okay, so I just want you to know that if you want to do keto, great. You can allow 25 to 40 grams of carbs a day and no sugar for Manfred diet too. It's 5,
Grams.
2 grams of sugar.
So, what is that equivalent to?
One cherry tomato. No, I would get that in my keto coffee, which you drink a lot of keto coffee, which is 3 tablespoons of MCT oil, 1 tablespoon of butter, put it in the blender, some cinnamon to help regulate the blood sugar is great. Put it in the blender. It's going to help with your stomach, your GI tract when you're drinking all that MCT oil. And you drink 2 of those a day. For somebody my size, about 3 of those a day, in addition to one fairly good sized meal with the protein and the fat that I need. And then maybe, some lettuce and some salad. I mean, it's not like you're eating rigatoni and big, huge plate of pasta. But honestly, unless you're in Europe, I wouldn't touch the pasta in America anymore. No way.
Yeah.
It's no
Yeah, that
way.
doesn't
You
do anything
just
for me either.
read the label. And if you
Yeah.
can't read the label, don't eat it. I'd say it's that simple, although it's not easy. And I understand it's not easy. But I really hope for everybody out there watching, you'll hopefully use my ex life as an example. Please don't wait till it's too late and you get something that's just big, bad, and gnarly from your doctor to make you finally wake up and go, oh, wow, I really need to pay attention to this. Please don't wait. Your life is for living. Life is for living. And like I said, this is the only place we have to live. So if we take care of it, then we get to experience more of this amazing simulation, if you will, of existence. But it doesn't do you any good if you're sick or dead. So let thy food be thy medicine. That was Hippocrates back in ancient Greece that said that. Let thy food be thy medicine. And with the Ascended Living program, I will help you. I will help you do just that.
Where can people find more information out about you?
That's a great question. As I share my screen, everybody, I hope that you can pull out your phone and you can take a look at this. And maybe it will actually give me a full screen.
Come on, full screen.
Come on, full screen. How do I get this to work? That's not the one. This is the full screen slideshow. No, it's not. Wow. Did they just take away full screen? That's crazy. I think they took away full screen. And oh, wow. All right. So it's gone. No worries. No, even double click, not going to work. So that's okay. If you pull out your camera, first thing is to take a QR, get this QR code on your camera and put in the code BCNate. This is going to get you a body code session with me where we can go over an eating plan for you. And we can go over the other things the body code is great at. And that's, I'm so happy that this is sponsored by Dr. Bradley Nelson. I thought that was very cool when I talked to Stacy the other day. I guess I'm like, wow.
And I'll
Yeah.
second it. I've had so many experiences with the body code that have changed my life. So I'm a full believer. I practice it with it too. You guys contact Nate because it's for real. I had some
Yes.
emotions removed from my body, which I removed from myself, and the numbness in my arm went into full somatic release, like just from removing an emotion from my body that was tr preventing my body from thriving. So it's the real deal, you guys.
It is absolutely. So you can do that. You can also find it on the Ascended Living site. So you've got this body code session, but then we also have this, the Ascended Living program, and I'll tell you briefly what it is. Now, right now we're in episode number 4 of 6. We're in E for Eat to Thrive. We've already done awareness and mindset. We've already done source through breath. Last time was C for center point reset. This one, Eat to Thrive. Now, next one is going to be N for new frequency technology. So you're going to want to make sure that you are here for that one because I'm going to be pulling out some of the most advanced frequency and energetic and V cell PPT stem cell knowledge and treatments that there are. I mean, this stuff is straight out of Star Trek. That's going to be the next episode. And then we have D for decode your body. Knowing what's going on inside and biohacking this is so important. So when you scan this QR code, this goes directly to the Ascended Living webpage where you can read all about not just these 6 things, but what we really do in Ascended Living. And now Ascended Living is a conglomeration of different modalities that by themselves are infinitely powerful. I mean, they are incredible at what they do. My breath work from the Royal Family of Java, Indonesia, Jemaya's center point reset that she's learned and then created and combined from some of the most powerful shamans in the world. And then Ian Mitchell and the team at Wizard Sciences that we call him the miracle engineer. That's why. And when you go over here to the Ascended Living site and you get a chance to take a look here, this is a Green Beret that, after years of damage in the military and having excruciating pain during his treatment, all of his pain went away and he didn't need to use any pain medicine at all. And this is a testimonial 5 months later. We have people that my own mother, I took my mom to see our miracle engineer, Ian. She was an ICU nurse for 54 years. She knew everything about the medical field. She had everything possible done to her back, and yet she couldn't walk without excruciating pain. Finally, she's pain-free.
Wow,
Jemaya had
beautiful.
one session with this man, 30 minutes. And a 33-year-old addiction went away completely. I've helped people with scoliosis and things, and you can look at this as for the people that have reported the best results of people with some of these things right here. So if you have these things, and we're getting out there, We've got the most amazing staff for you to actually take and book an intake call with. We'd love to speak with you about how we can help. This is not just for me. This is for we. And the thing is that we all have tissue issues sometimes, all of us. I mean, it doesn't matter how wealthy someone is, you can't buy immortality. And even if you could, you can't buy the inability to never stub your toe, right? Or have these things happen. They're part of our condition on this planet. But wouldn't it be nice to have an amazing fun span and an amazing health span, not just a lifespan where you're on meds?
Yeah,
Really?
quality of life.
Absolutely. And so, one more time for everybody out there, you can go ahead and scan this QR code right here. Go to the Ascended Living website, and you can also order up a body code session with me on that, or a center reset with Jamaya right there in the products and what we have, our offers. We've got something for you. If you have a body, we have something for you. If you ever get sick, we got something for you. If you're a biohacker, we have something for you. And so, with that said, any other questions for me, Lisa? I mean, we've covered a big breadth today.
Yes, we have. I just want to thank you so much for being here and for sharing all of that with everybody. I think the only thing left is do you have anything last minute that you want to say before we go today?
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, when you go to the body code, if you use that BC Nate, it'll give you $120 off a session with me. So it's the best price I've ever offered. So definitely take me up on that, and I can't wait to help you and help you really align your eating and what you're feeding your body, your supplements, with what you actually need. For me, I'd like to leave everybody with the thought that every single one of us has our trials. And like Ram Dass said, we're all kids walking each other home. So be a good steward for who you're walking home, especially yourself. You need you. And you deserve the absolute best that you can give yourself. You won't always be here, but you're here now. Treat yourself well now. Like the saying goes, those who don't make time for their health now will make time for their illness later. Don't wait. Just make time for your health now. It's so worth it. And it's actually fun. It's actually fun to do. So that's what I would say. And I would just like to say, Lisa, thank you so much for having on me on. Stacy, thank you so much. And the advisor crew for having me on. I can't wait to be back for two more. Next one is New Frequency Technologies. Going to be exciting.
I'm so excited for that one as well. And today was just amazing. Thank you so much again for spreading your light and for empowering people to empower themselves. That's the lesson here is we need to take control. We need to take back our power, and the tools are out there. So you guys, get in touch with Nate. He can help you out with all of the things that he just talked about. Please look after yourselves. We have a beautiful life to live. Until next time, have a beautiful day, everybody. Bye.